I invite you to take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And while you're turning, I'll give you a little history of this particular passage. This is Paul talking to Timothy here, what Paul said, his son in the faith, and giving him some encouragement and some wisdom that Paul has himself experienced. And so we're going to get into the scriptures here. Please stand, and we will move right along. Now I will begin reading in verse 14. The Bible says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Something that jumped out to me here in verse 14 is this first phrase. It says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of." So I looked at this word "continue" to find out, you know, what it means. And I kind of sort of knew what it meant. But what the dictionary says, it says continue means to go on with, to carry on, to persist, or to keep up with. So continuing is something that we continuously do, if you can mind my saying. So we need to continue. What is Paul telling Timothy here? He says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned." So some things that I've learned based off Scripture, reading through Romans. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose." I know that Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I know that God's got a plan for my life, and I always should follow his leading and his perfect timing. I know that according to 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." I know that I should study his word and spend time with God daily. I know that in Malachi 3:10, I see that it says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts." Ephesians 5:16, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil." Hey, I ought to tithe. Right? Not only tithe with my money, but with my time and my talents as well. God deserves much more than we actually give him. He expects much more than we actually give him. I've learned from Hebrews 10:25, which says, "Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." I know that I ought to be in God's house whenever the doors are open. I ought to be encouraging and exhorting one another, as the Bible says. So we see these are just a few things that I've learned according to Scripture that we should continue in. Now I want to get into something that a lot of people ask, three questions that people ask about continuing. The first one is how. How am I going to continue? And the answer is by staying faithful to Scripture and the things that we have learned. We see in verse 16 and 17 of 2 Timothy 3, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." We see that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God has given us everything that we need in order to succeed in our lives through his word. That's why he gave us his word, so that we can succeed. So how are we going to continue? Continuing is something that we do and we should never stop doing, right? So we need to continue by staying in God's word. The second question is why. Why should we continue? This is a big one. I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this because I think it's important. Titus 1:9 says, "Holding fast," or continuing, "in the faithful word as he hath been taught." This is talking about the elders and the bishops and the criteria that they should meet. So that's what the "he" is talking about here. It says, "as he hath been taught, that he might be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers." Let me just say this statement right here. If you're not moving forward for God, you're moving backwards. So how many times in our life have we thought that, hey, we're all right. You know, we're doing good in our Christian life. Guys, that's the devil in your mind, okay? He's trying to get you to stay still because he knows that if you're not going forward, you're going backwards. Why should we continue? The answer, the answer that I see is found in 2 Timothy 2:21. It says, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." We must continue in order to be a vessel that can be used of God. We live in a lost and dying world that's so dark, and it needs Jesus. It really does. And not the twisted and turned and changed form of Jesus that people think, but the real Jesus, the one that died for our sins and loves us and cares for us and wants to see us with him. So to help illustrate this, I've got a couple of vessels here. Now, John, you see this vessel. This is a clean vessel, right? See this vessel. What is it? It's dirty. It's the same cup. An hour ago, they were both clean. All right? Would you drink out of this one? Would you drink out of this one? Would you? Okay. Would you drink? It's dirty, right? Right? It's the same cup. Why wouldn't you drink out of it? It's the same thing. One wasn't continuing to be clean. One continued and one didn't. When God goes to, let's say, his cupboard to find someone to be used, and he reaches out and he looks, he's like, oh, there's a clean one. I can use this person. Why? Because they're continuing to be clean. When we're saved, we're cleansed by the blood of Christ, right? So we start off clean, all of us. Hopefully all of us are saved in here. If you're not, get that settled today. Work it out. So we see, we all start clean. But what happens when we don't continue? We get dirty. How many of us really want to drink out of this dirty cup? I don't think so. No, I'm good. So why do we think that God would use us if we're dirty? Doesn't make sense, does it? When you really think about it, it doesn't make sense. Guys, we have got to be a clean vessel that can be used of God. And how do we be clean? We stay clean by continuing. No one wants to use the dirty one, so why would God want to use the dirty one? Now, sometimes he has to, but I guarantee you he would rather use a clean vessel. So so why should we continue? So that we can be a clean vessel and not a dirty one. How many times has God gone to use you and you've been dirty? I mean, just think about it. In our Christian lives, we get so comfortable by just doing the things that we've always done, and that's part of continuing, but we never strive to be better, and we never continue to be better. Guys, we have got to continue so that we can be a vessel that can be used of God. And lastly, and really quick, the last question is when. When should we continue? The answer is our entire lives. Never stop. Never stop at all. In verse 2 Timothy 3:11, let's go into what Paul is telling Timothy here. It says, persecutions, afflictions, which came into me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. But persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. So Paul is telling Timothy here about these things that he suffered in his life. But yet we see in 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy 4, 6 and 8, it says, for I am now ready to be offered. This is Paul speaking. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Hey, Paul continued. And what happened? He could say at the end of his life that he fought a good fight. He didn't fight a losing fight. Why? Because he continued. He could say that he finished his course. Why could he say that? Because he continued. He could say he kept the faith. Why? Because he continued. Paul is trying to give this wisdom and give this thing that of continuing to Timothy. And he's trying to help Timothy grow to be a Christian. And that's how we should be as well. We should learn from other people's mistakes, right? So we should learn from, and not only other people's mistakes, but other people's advice. God has given wisdom in his word. It's uncomprehendable for us. That's why we meet together as a church family. That's why we learn and grow together, because, you know, two heads are better than one. It's a worldly saying, but it's very true. So Paul is trying to tell Timothy, hey, I suffered all these things. And in 2 Corinthians 11, 24 and 27, it's a more extensive list. I won't go through that because of sake of time. But you can go through and read all the things that he suffered. He suffered all those things, yet he could say that he finished his course and that he kept the faith. Why? Because he continued. Know that your labor and the things that you continue in is not in vain. And we find in 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So don't become comfortable in your Christian life. Always continue. Always be taking that next step, as we heard at camp. Always be striving to be better, because when we're not moving forward, we're moving backwards. We have to keep moving forward for Christ. The world is going to get worse and worse. It doesn't mean that we should get worse and worse too. We got to stay strong. We have to continue in the things that we have learned. Guys, we have got to continue.